Please be seated, and if there are other folks who would care to come and join us, you're welcome to come. You can bring your parents if you want to. That's perfectly all right. When I was in the first grade, a long, 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 long time ago, right in the middle of the year, my family moved from here in Tennessee to Arizona, which was a long, long way away. I was in a brand new school right in the middle of the year. I didn't know anybody. I didn't think my teacher liked me very much. I was scared. I was lonely. Oh, my goodness. It was terrible. But little by little, I got to know different students, different other people in my class. And by second grade, I had a marvelous teacher who was one of the people who really, really made a difference in my life. And then as third grade began, we had a couple of new students. Now, these students were Native Americans. They had come from northern Arizona to southern Arizona, where we were living. And they looked different. Their skin was copper color. Their hair was very dark. Their eyes were very dark. They spoke English, but they also spoke another language, a tribal language. And that meant that when they spoke English, it was a little different from the way we spoke English. My mother took me aside. She said, "Now, Mike, you remember what it felt like when you came here in the first grade and you didn't know anybody and you didn't think your teacher liked you and you felt lonely and afraid?" And I said, I still remember that, let me tell you, after all these years. But I said, "Yes, ma'am." She said, "Those boys feel the same way you did. So I want you to make friends with them. I want you to go out of your way to be friendly to them and to invite them to play and to come to our house, because they are feeling now the way you felt then." Well, I've always remembered that, because sometimes it's important for us to think about how other people are feeling. And to do that, we have to remember how we felt in a similar time and place. That's exactly what Nancy was reading about. Moses was preparing the children of Israel for a new place, kind of like sending your child off to a new school, okay? And he said, "Now, God wants you to remember that you were slaves in Egypt, and you didn't know anybody, and you were lonely, and you were afraid. And when there are people who come to you, sojourners, they're called, or strangers, or aliens, or immigrants, you're supposed to welcome them, because you know what? They are feeling the way you felt when you felt all alone too." Well, you know, the best example of that, I think, is that God came to us in Jesus so that God would know exactly how we felt from the inside. I mean, if God knows everything, God knows how we felt, but God didn't know what it felt like to be a human being like us until God came in Jesus and experienced everything that we do from the inside, the way we experience it, which means God can love us even more. And that gives us the example of loving other people by remembering what it felt like to be in their situation. That's what I'm going to be talking about here in just a minute. So as I do, you'll know what I'm talking about and you'll know what Moses is talking about, right? Let's pray. Thank you, God, for giving us experiences, even if sometimes they're really hard, so that we can love others more deeply. Thank you for helping us remember those experiences, even though they're really hard to remember, because it helps us to love others more deeply. And thank you for loving us so much that you came to us in Jesus so that you would know from the inside what it feels like to be us, and that you could love us more. And we pray that you will help us love you and our neighbors more. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all for coming down.